Hey everybody, my name is Kristen and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. Your host tonight has been in the financial services industry for over 28 years. He's married and has two children from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here is your host, Mr. Keith Hageman.
Well, good evening, everybody. I hope you are as excited as I am about learning a little bit more about our business and what we teach and what we do. I'm going to share a screen with you here real quick as we get started. And that way we can get on time, stay on time. And I hope you guys are all ready to listen fast and furious because we're going to cover about 3 hours of stuff in about 40 minutes. So it'll be fun and exciting for you. But as Kristen said, I've been in the business now of financial services for over 25, 26, 27, 28 years, actually. And, you know, I was scared. There were so many things, as you'll learn later on, as I go through a bunch of the information, you know, about 99% of the people that actually get involved in our business start on a part-time basis, because they want to supplement their income or they want to make a career change. But as in everything, there's a learning curve. And tonight I'm going to kind of put at ease maybe some of those fears, how you can transition. But I'm going to, listen, folks, I've never been more excited than I have been right now because of where this business is and financial services with everything that's happening in the world. So anyway, we're going to get started here and tell you a little bit about tonight's outline, how it's going to go. First of all, I'm going to share with you a little bit about what we do for our clients or customers. A lot of you probably already have, if you're on this Join Our Team webinar, you probably have a little bit of an idea of what we do. I'm just going to go do a brief recap for you. I'm going to talk to you about our business model, why it's so unique and why we're positioned to dominate this industry and the technology that we put in place. To really just put that on fast forward even faster for those that really want to take advantage of it. And then the market, why we're positioned to really, really be successful because of the market and our basically marketing and teaching you guys how to be able to take advantage of it, and then our products. And then the last thing and most important, how do we make money compensation? So let's get started and talk a little bit about what we do for our customers. You know, one of the things that we talk, I think, about the most, and that's people's FIN number, and it's probably the one number that's the most important thing in your financial future, and because your FIN number really determines whether you're ever going to be free financially, and it's, you know, everyone's goal is to have enough money that works so they don't have to, and that's like having an income without a job. Now, just think about that for a second. How cool would that be? So the FIN number is super duper important. And so first thing you have to do is you have to understand it, what it is and how it works. And in this situation, if you're age 30, you want to retire at age 60 and your ideal annual income is 100 grand, well, you have to understand 100,000 in today's dollars isn't the same as 100,000 in future dollars. So with inflation averaging 3%, you're going to need 243,000 at 60 with a 3% inflation rate to buy what 100 grand does. Now that's a big difference. But see, you have another 30 years after that. That's just getting to retirement. So now you have 30 more years of income with no paycheck. And that's a long, long time. And so your FIN number I actually calculated is 2.6 million or 2,624,000. And what you have to do is you got to put away $1,421 in the right investment vehicle to average somewhere around 9% rate of return for the next 30 years to get to that 2.6 million. So therein lies the challenge. We've got to find that 1421. And that's one of the things that we do when we're basically teaching people how to map out their future. See, it's one thing to know where you're going, but it's another thing to know how to get there. We can all want to go on a trip to Hawaii or Cancun or wherever, but how are we going there? Are we walking? Are we driving? Are we flying? We better figure out how we're going to get there and then have clarity so we can finish our trip. And so therein lies the problem for a lot of people is they don't have control of their money. So their money controls them. And this is kind of how their life looks, is when they get their paycheck, a little bit of money goes straight up to their rent or mortgage. And then they start paying on credit cards and car loans and student loans and putting a little bit of money in their 401k, and they pay for gas, groceries, electric bill, and all of a sudden money's gone. And they're like, oh no, I hope my next paycheck shows up pretty soon. And so they live paycheck to paycheck. Matter of fact, 78% of the US population lives paycheck to paycheck. Therein lies the challenge that we have a big, big, big job to do, because most people know what they want. They're just confused on how to get there because they don't control their money. Their money controls them. And that's why we, through the financial needs analysis, give them an actual, a blueprint, a solution, okay? It's a financial GPS that you can actually watch as you change and it changes, instead of it being a document that's a one-time thing that you do. Because now, as the kids get older, as you get older, as the debt gets paid, all those things, now we have a clear strategy or a clear route, so you can know how to get where you want to go, and you can worry less about money and enjoy life more. Now, see, the reason that we show this is because this, if you're going to go to work for a company or for yourself or for anybody, okay, and have a career in something, you better love it. You better be excited about it. And helping people get on the right track financially has always been near and dear to my heart, because it's a game changer, okay? Because so many people lay awake at night wondering, how are we going to make it? So that's why we want to educate families and help them build the financial house. So I'm going to actually break this down into two different things. I'm going to show you how we build the house, and then how we come back in just a second and use different products, because you need to know that, because that's how we get paid and compensated, is by helping, finding out what people want and helping them get it. So the first thing that we have to do is we got to protect your income and your assets. See, the rest of the house will never get built if there's no income. So if you have no income, then you can't finish building the house. So that makes sense that we want to protect the income, and we want to have full coverage on the income. So that's what I always tell people as a good rule of thumb, have 10 times your annual income. And that's like having full coverage on your income. And why that's so important is because people understand about finances and having full coverage on their car, because if their car gets wrecked or they in an accident, they're going to either pay to fix it or replace it. Why? Because they got to get to their job tomorrow to get a paycheck. So see, whether you own a business, whether you have a job, you still want to have full coverage on your income. And that's what we do here, is we show you how to have full coverage. Second thing is this, you got to have a budget, because if you don't know where every penny goes, then it's just gone. It's disappeared. You'll never get it again. And that's why we, number one, have to have a budget. Number two, we have to have an emergency fund, because life happens. It's the way it is. And if you don't have 3 to 6 months of your take-home income in an investment vehicle, typically away from the bank, because at the bank, it's usually a put and take account, put a little in, take a little out, put a little in, take it all out. You need to have it outside, accessible, liquid, safe, but where you can get to it, but it's an emergency fund, super duper important. Then we want to accelerate our debt. If you notice, we talked about the budget and the emergency fund before paying off the debt. Why? Because guess what? If you have no emergency fund and you start paying off the debt, then something happens. Then you charge back on the credit card and you start doing the wheel of misfortune. Pay it down, charge it up, pay it down, charge it up, and you'll never get free. And then home ownership. See, home ownership is called the American dream. But see, we found out for a lot of people, unless you start building your house right, like what we're talking about right here, it becomes the American prison. And then what happens is this, when instead of being your home being your dream, you sneak up on the thermostat and turn it down a little bit in the winter and turn it up in the summer, because man, if we can save a few dollars, we won't be so stressed financially. See folks, if you do it right the first time, you can have it all. But the problem with it is most people don't. And then we're gonna, then, you know, in the financial house, we wanna talk about retirement. And there's lots of different things. 401ks, great investment vehicle where they match you, the money, the match a portion they can. Sometimes they don't, but if they do, get all the free money you can, put in what they match, do that. And then above, outside of that, start a Roth IRA if your income isn't too great. I mean, because that way, when you retire, you have two streams of income, taxable and non-tax, because the Roths are going to be totally tax-free. And I think everybody likes tax-free better than tax. So, and then college education, savings, there's lots of different things, 529, education, IRAs, UGMAs, UTMAs. But what's the right one? That's why you got to build the financial house right the first time. So you don't have one, you have the best one. Okay. And then the last one, other goals and dreams, creating a financial legacy, living out all the things that you've ever hoped for. And if you do it the right the first time, it'll last forever. It's like any great home that's built right, it'll last forever. But you mess with it, you mess with the foundation or don't do quality work, it'll come tumbling down and it will actually be a disaster. And that happens for a lot of people. So that's why inside the financial analysis, having that as a GPS, it is so, so, so critical that we do this for people. Because inside there, we can create a financial defense and a financial offense. And you have to be very, very strategic and intentional in doing that. And that's what we do. So moving on, here's the second part of the financial house. And we're going to talk about the products that make these happen. I explained to you in the first picture there about why we do what we do and to protect your income. That's going to be term life insurance, because term gives you the most coverage for the least amount of money. That's why we want to do the right thing for our clients 100% of the time. We want to have an emergency fund, not just a little bit of extra cushion in the checking account or in the savings account. We want to use the best vehicle to be able to do that and use it in a strategic way. And we want to be able to accelerate paying off the debt so they can, that we can create more margin in our budget so we can start accumulating more assets and growth. And then we want to be able to really focus on retirement through lots of different vehicles, IRAs, Roth IRAs, annuities, fixed annuities, lots of different vehicles that are going to be the best fit for the person, that we can also create more compensation. And then college savings, as we talked about, 529s, UGMAs, UTMAs, education IRAs, all those different things to create the best fit for the person in the situation that they're going to be looking at. And then creating ultimate wealth and legacy, as we talked about. And that's why you tonight have actually come to the right place at the right time, because we're going to show you some incredible changes, what we're going to do. Now think about this for just a second. Making a family 100% financially bulletproof. Isn't that just listen to that. Financially bulletproof. If something happens, they're okay. If they get older, they're going to be okay. And you provide a plan like that we just talked about to existing clients or friends or future clients, and you could earn upfront and residual income that can literally change their life, but also change your life. How cool to be in a business like that, that every day you didn't sell something, that you created another debt or another payment for somebody. You actually created a strategy that they're going to be financially bulletproof and free. So let's talk about the bottom line. The need is there. It's obviously that people aren't where they want to be financially. And Business 101 says this: if you can find a need and fill up for that person or that industry or that entity, it creates opportunities for others and you make money. And so let's look at just the generic picture of what we do for people. Is there a need for it? I think there is. I think there's a gigantic need. And are these financial concepts that you've just seen in this first portion, is it helpful for everyone? I think it is, because people need clarity. They want clarity. They want less stress in their life financially. And you can you see why our clients love us? There's nothing greater when that person calls you and says, hey, I'm debt free. I'm never making another payment again. I can create wealth now. And because of your education and your passion, you help make that happen. See, can you see the opportunity that it creates? Because you know what, folks? Financial people are throwing out aluminum cans faster than we can pick them up, because there's so much stress in the world today of money and all those different things. So we have a unique, unique business model that literally is going to change the financial world. And the cool thing is this, we get to do it. And so there's five scary pandemic economic stats that I kind of want to share with you before we dive into the nitty gritty of some stuff. And one of them is this, nearly 39 million people have filed for unemployment, the highest level since the Great Depression. More Americans are having trouble paying for rent, with one in five missing their payments on time. Over 100,000 small businesses have permanently closed because of the pandemic. At least 16.2 million people have lost their health insurance so far. And 40% of people in households earning less than $40,000 a year lost a job, according to the Federal Reserve. See, that's bad. All of those statistics, none of them are good. But see, what have we learned from it? See, one of the things that we always have to understand is, let's not keep having to go through the same thing again. Let's learn our lesson. And here's some lessons I think we need to understand. You need multiple income sources in your portfolio. So it's not just earning income, it's how you earn your income that matters. And then your industry that you work in has got to be pandemic proof, because it's not when it happens, if it happens again, it's when. And so as we move on here, I wanted to guys show you the four different ways traditionally that we've been, how we earn income in basically the world. There's employee, you have a job. Basically what you do is you trade time for money. And if you want to make more money, you give more time. And it's called overtime. You get double pay, time and a half or whatever. But the problem with that is you give up freedom. Then there's self-employed. You own a job like a dentist, doctor, lawyer, hairstylist, but it's just like it says, self. It's, if it is to be, it's up to me. So if you get sick, hurt, or can't work, sorry, no income. The third way to earn money in the American business system is own a business. And if you notice there, it's owning a system. And what you've done is you've trained and developed other people to run the business, because generally speaking, the business owner isn't the one who's always working. He's created a system, listen to that, a system that runs with or without them. And then the fourth way to earn income is to be an investor. You have your money work for you 24 hours a day, and you enjoy complete freedom, and you live the American dream. That last one, the investor, that's your FIN number. And here's the scary part, folks. That top left one, employee, the U.S. Department of Labor did a study, and 97% of the people that basically have a job will not become financially free. Only 3% of the U.S. population that have a job and work hourly will ever achieve that. But if I ask most people, most of you on this webinar tonight, or just in the common world, where would you be? Okay, you'd want to hit your FIN number. So let's learn a different system, okay? I think most people, if you had a choice, would rather be on the right side of this screen, the business owner and the investor, versus the left-hand side. And see, that's where you have to understand the work from home is the new model. That's it. All you have to do is look at the studies. IBM conducted a survey about that, said among 25,000 people, to gauge their perspectives about work, transportation, leisure change in the outbreak of this coronavirus. 54% of adults said they want to work remotely most of the time after the pandemic. And then also, working from home could make workers happier and save employees and employers money. And of those surveys, 75% said they would like to continue to work from home in at least a partial capacity, while 40% of the response said they feel strongly that their employer should give employees the choice. And see, isn't that what we all want, really? Choice and opportunity. And I think if you're open and you really, really understand our business model, what I'm really going to dive into right now, what if you could own right now a legitimate professional business that did this? Allowed you to work from home if you wanted to, totally online with no overhead. 80% of North America is in your market. They need what you do. And you have no product to buy or to market or assemble or to ship to people. That in itself is pretty amazing, isn't it? But see, and then you get to work when you want, as often as you want to work. If we stopped right there, it'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? You'd be like, yes, I want to know more. Well, what if you could own a legitimate business that did this? Provides a scalable marketing and business system, utilizes all of the latest technology, and is an intangible product that requires a professional license and has a multi-billion dollar product support system. See, 20 some years ago when I started part-time, all of this stuff would have been over my head. But see, that's the great thing about our business. It's changed. It's evolved with time. And now it literally gives everybody and anybody the greatest business model in the greatest market at the greatest time on the planet. And see, what you'll find out is 99% of our reps started it as a sideline business, okay, with no experience. I did, okay. My resume before starting in my career field here was dairy farmer and auto mechanic. I didn't know the difference between a mutual friend and a mutual fund. And see, what you have to understand, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. We have three different career paths that really give a lot of options to different people. The first one is just being a referral partner and receiver of referral commissions for the different things that we help put in place. Remember, find out what people want, help them get it. And as a referral partner, we wouldn't know them or find out about them if it wasn't for you. And we can compensate you for that. You can be an active part-time person, okay? And creating a consistent weekly income as you learn the business, to teach the business, to own the business, and then eventually become full-time. Change careers quickly and earn $10,000 plus monthly. So, moving on, let's look at how do we make this happen? Well, it's because of our market, okay? It's pretty simple. If you look at some of the life insurance needs, remember, income protection, protecting your income, look at what's happening out there today. About 60% of all people in the United States were covered by some type of life insurance. If we stop there, that means 40% don't have nothing, okay? And, but when you look at the second part of this now, it says among those with life insurance, one in five say they don't have enough. So look how those numbers go up as far as the need. Half of all adults visited a life company website or sought life insurance information online in 2018. Almost one in three purchased or attempted to purchase it online. Consumers overestimate the cost of life insurance. In other words, they're not educated. They don't know. Okay, especially the younger generations, 44% of the millennials overestimate the cost at five times the actual amount what it really is. So what that tells me is if they knew the need and they saw the value, they would definitely want to have that. And half of all consumers say they're more likely to purchase life insurance if priced without a physical examination, and a large, large portion of our policies are set up just that way. So let's talk about some different things as far as financial services that are happening in the United States. Financial markets in the United States are the largest and most liquid in the world. In 2018, finance and insurance represented 7.4% or $1.5 trillion of U.S. gross domestic product. Leadership in these large, high-growth sector translates into substantial economic activity and direct and indirect job creation in the United States. The U.S. asset management subsector is unrivaled in its depth and diversity. In the U.S., asset managers are currently meeting the pension management needs of over 60% of the global retirement market. Total U.S. retirement assets were approximately $68.2 trillion at the end of 2019. Moreover, if insurance assets and mutual funds are included, U.S. asset managers hold nearly $51 trillion of long-term conventional assets under their management. In 2020, the size of the U.S. mortgage market is about $11.5 trillion, as measured by the outset. The reason, okay, what we're talking about here is this, because of the time that we're at, we don't have all the full numbers, and there'll be a 1.91 trillion new mortgages funded in 2020 because those numbers aren't available to us yet. But watch this. Home purchase mortgages will increase 1.27 trillion to 1.3 trillion in 2020, and there'll be about 6.24 million home sales in 2020. As I said, those numbers, the final numbers from 2020 aren't available yet. But you can see, just look at the enormity of these numbers, okay? This total is comprised of about 5.52 million sales of existing homes and 726,000 sales of newly constructed homes. Having the right mortgage is a part of the foundation of any solid financial plan, because remember, we don't want the American dream to become the American prison. So let's look at our technology, how our business system really works, and how it can just totally revolutionize everything. Our technology allows you to work from anywhere with immediate feedback. What do we mean by that? See, technology drives our business. What we're doing tonight, this is technology. Just before this meeting, we had a financial intro to money class. And then also partnered with that, there's a 12-part customer education series that people that can plug in and just learn how to start understanding money. And then also this, what you're watching right now, join the team presentation that you can send to anyone to basically give them more information to see if it's maybe something that they want to get more information about. There's also personal links to invite prospects to learn more about money or the business or whatever. And once we've done that and we've given them information, then we can follow up one-on-one with Zoom and online applications and never leave your home. It truly is a revolutionary plan where so many companies and so many things are trying to catch up. We're already there. See, and what makes it so awesome is the simplicity of what we do for all those people that really want to be part of this incredible business model. See, there's three different licenses that you're going to have to obtain: life insurance, securities, and becoming a mortgage originator. And we have a turnkey training system that you can access from anywhere. All training is through Zoom and is recorded and posted to a podcast for future learning. So what I'm going to go through here in the next second, I want you, these are things that are available. So remember the availability of this stuff and don't get caught up and going, oh my gosh, I've got to be on all these classes. No, it's like having your own personal training certification system that you can plug into at any time and learn as much as you want or as fast as you want, but it's always accessible to you. So watch this, okay? There's weekly fundamental training every Sunday night. It's phenomenal that where people can plug in, have the greatest leaders and trainers teach you on how to get better at your skill and your craft. There's weekly marketing training on Tuesday mornings, okay, that you can plug into. There's also a monthly kickoff meeting every second Saturday of the month that gives you an overview of different things that are changing, how you can really fast start your business and have about 6 months of training in a very, very short period of time. And then there's also online licensing training for all the different licenses, the life, the securities, the mortgages. You can sit in the comfort of your home and study for all those different things. In some situations, you can do all your testing online also. That's not in all states, that's not true, but in a lot of states it is. There's also weekly fundamental training every Sunday night, as we just talked about. We see marketing training on Tuesday morning, as we said a second ago, and our kickoff meeting. But see, all of this stuff is recorded and is available to you when you want to access it. Talking a little bit about our products, look at this, folks. Is that a lineup? Those are some of the biggest, most unique names in all the financial world. And they're our partners. They're the ones that basically help us basically apply the right product to the right situation to achieve that goal of financial freedom for them. And there's three primary products that we basically really market to create the foundation, the wealth building, and all those different things. And then there's six other secondary products that we are able to do that really can make dynamic situations or changes for people to help them save money. Term life insurance is one of, because that's basically the financial, the income protection that we put in place for people. There's mutual funds and annuities, and there's mortgages. Those are what we call the big three. That's where a lot of the compensation comes from in lots of different situations through residual and upfront stuff. We'll talk about that in just a second. And so when we look at compensation on those big three, there's nine products that we actually market. Some have front-end earnings, some have repeat customers, some have residual ongoing income. But one of the things, and then there's also override income. And what override income is this. In our business, the reason I think it's so unique, not only of the technology and the things that we get to do for people, watch this. It allows a person to come in to learn the business, to be able to teach the business, to be able then to have ownership and own the business and have in unique situations, I'll show you here, what you can earn as far as compensation just on your own personal stuff. And then we'll get into the business income. In this situation, based on a one-term transaction a week, so if you're helping one family or one individual or whatever situation, and you help them get the right income protection in your family, that's going to be about a $28,000 annual income. And the applications can be completed in 20 minutes or less online, on your phone, your laptop, a PC, whatever. And you can do it through Zoom also. So you can be with the person, or you can do it online. Second is an investment compensation of all the different things that you do. Let's say you're going to do a $300,000 rollover for somebody from a 401k or a situation like that, and you do one of those a month. That's an annual income of a little over $53,000. And that doesn't include any of the residual, reoccurring, or repeat investments from that. That's just the upfront income. And applications can be done also online through Zoom, and it takes 30 minutes or less, or you can meet with a person one-on-one, whichever the situation may require. And then let's talk about mortgages. Based on a $300,000 mortgage, that's pretty reasonable across the United States from coast to coast. And if you did two of those a month, you'll have an annual income of around $39,000. And that does not include any investment transactions that are going to happen because of the result of that loan. So there again, you can do the application through Zoom online, and it takes around 30 minutes or less. So let's now move on, and let's talking about, remember just a second ago, I talked about learning the business, to teach the business, to then own the business. I think if you talk anybody in real estate or anything, or anybody that has ever understood a general agency, whether someone that basically owns the agency and runs it, whether that's a broker in real estate or whether it's an agency in investments or insurance or whatever, that's the place where most people want to be, because what happens is that they've actually spent time and developed other people that actually can do the work, and they don't have to do it all themselves. So in this situation, look at the earning potential. If you've developed a few key people, you've learned the business, to teach the business, to develop people to do the business, whether you're there or not, true business ownership. Look at these earning potentials. If you had enough people in your agency or firm that helped did 10 term life policies per week, that'd be a $224,000 annual income for the agency owner or brokerage person. If you did 10 rollovers per month, okay, that would be another $258,000 of annual income. And that's $483,000 of upfront income, not including any of the residual, recurring, passive income that you're going to receive from that. Folks, That is the world that we're in today. And that's where we're at in our business, that we're actually giving the average ordinary person that chance to step in, to have that opportunity to really go for it and live their dreams to get to the point where they have total financial freedom. How do you get started? We pay for all of your life insurance, securities, licensing, and training fees. It's about $1,300 if you were to do it outside by yourself. How you get started, you complete independent business application, which is, there's a $99 fee for a background check because everybody has to be approved to work with us since we're in financial services. And there's $25 a month for sales tools for all the things that we use to actually, remember the financial GPS system, the financial needs analysis, that's all available to you as far as marketing tools. And then implement your own financial plan. Because here's the thing that I totally believe with all my heart. Just think of anything that you've ever done that you believed in, whether it was playing a sport, whether it was volunteering in a nonprofit organization, you believed in it because it meant something to you. Well, imagine being in this industry. If you're sitting down with somebody, don't you think that they would probably go, "Hey, what's it done for you?" And I think that's one of my biggest passionate things is what it's done for me. It changed my life literally financially. It wasn't just a career opportunity. It was something I was all in because it literally, for the first time in my life, gave me clarity that I could actually go somewhere that I didn't know how to get to before. See, folks, that's what makes us so unique is we not only give you a chance to learn a business, to teach a business, to own a business, we get to help you change people's lives. And it starts with your own. And if you just plug into the system, it's like anything, you know, imagine a river that's flowing down. And if you put your canoe or whatever it is, your little boat in there, as that river's going, okay, you're just swept along with it. That's how powerful our business system is. There's people that have been here 20, 30, 40 years to actually teach you how to accelerate getting where you want to go faster. Because if you help enough other people get what they want, then you're going to get what you want. See, as I kind of wrap this up, and I know I went through, like I said, about 3 hours of stuff there in about 40 minutes. I think 38, I'm looking at my clock right now. I know I didn't answer all your questions, and that's why, you know, I'm going to stop sharing right now. And if there is anybody that does have some questions, I think for me, that was the thing that I love most is that this company really, really. So if you want to put something in the chat or if you want to be able to just ask me a question, I don't know if it's open. The queue is open to where you can just ask it directly. But I can, as we're getting ready to do that, I just want to tell everybody, you know, you have to really look deep inside where you're at and where you want to be because, you know, I was told a long time ago, two great opportunities will probably come to you. I mean, great ones that will never come around again. Two great opportunities will come around in your lifetime. And you have to ask yourself, is this your first one or your last one? Because I believe I would not want to take a chance. I would grab a hold of this thing like I got a tiger by the tail and I'd get after it. And the reason I say that is because that there never has been and never will be a test that measures the heart of a man or woman. But if you have the heart that you want to go do something special for yourself and change your life, you can. You can find a home here because we will literally do everything that we can to help you achieve all your goals and dreams. And, you know, I was blessed that someone thought enough of me to say, you know what, Keith, you need to check this out. And I did. And I was scared. But I will also say that it was the greatest thing I ever did in my life. And so I see we have a question down here. I'll click on it and see. And this is from Cody. It says, is it reasonable to say you can start doing this with a full-time job? And I think, Cody, that is a great question. I think, you know, the question is what you have to do is ask yourself, how bad do you want out? Because I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to have to burn the candle at both ends a little bit like I did. I work as an automotive technician, and I worked from like 7:30 to 6 o'clock. So I didn't have a lot of time, but the way I looked at it is if I could take like 6 to 10 hours a week to learn the business, to start my licensing, I just looked long-term. And I, here again, this is was my thing. How many people did I know that went to college in the evenings to get a second degree or to further their education? And I said, okay, I'm not getting a degree. I'm getting a business. And so I looked at it and I literally said, okay, if I would invest 4 years to go back to college, why wouldn't I do that to build a business? And within 4 years, you know, I was making 150 grand a year, which is a lot more than I would in a college. So the answer is yes, it's totally reasonable. Great question though. But I think what you have to do is just really look at, okay, the vehicle that you're in, your job, and then the vehicle that you're looking to own, which one is going to get you where you want to go faster? And I promise you, this thing is like flying a jet to your goals and dreams versus driving a Yugo. So great question though. I appreciate that, man. Well, I tell you what, I don't see any other questions popping up, but I want to tell you this, folks. I really, really appreciate you guys being on tonight, and make sure you get back to the person that invited you, because this wasn't designed to answer all your questions. It was designed, you know, if you're like I was all those years ago, I was excited because for the first time in my life, I had hope again. I realized I could actually have a business, but someone was going to take my hand and walk with me to my goals and dreams. And I didn't have to do it by myself, and you don't either. But you know what? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result. Give yourself a chance. Go for your dreams. And I hope to see you all on the other side. You guys, God bless. Take care. And talk to you soon. Bye-bye.